Hello and welcome to Hooked on Running. I'm Kirsten Todd and this is Ask the Coach. I wanted to talk today about using pacers in races. Now, I have written a blog article on this middle of last year, I think. So if it's something that interests you, you could go on our website to have a read of that as well. So pacers are great. Pacers are people who give up their time for other people to help them hit their goal time, which is absolutely fantastic. Kudos to them. It's really awesome. However, you need to understand how to use pacers to actually be able to use them effectively. So often race organisers will just approach the local running club and ask if there's anyone, you know, who wants a free entry and, to be a pacer in a race. I know that here in Sydney, a lot of the races get Sydney Striders members to pace races and, they're just members of a running club. There are some people who are member of the running club that are very fast runners and have a lot of race experience. There are some members of running clubs who are not so fast but have a lot of race experience, and some people who are fast and have little to no race experience, and some people who are slow and have not a lot of race experience. So it's a really, really mixed bag. And who you get as your pacer is a little bit of pot luck, really. You might have someone who's really good at pacing and helping people to get across the finish line in the time they want. But you might actually have someone who really has little experience of being a pacer. And not to say that they're not going to be good at it, but there's a few things to take into consideration. So let's say you've got someone who is a 2-hour 10 pacer. Their sort of general marathon pace could be anything from 1 hour 30 to 2 hours. And you're not really going to know what that pacer is capable of. And that actually makes a difference. If you've got someone who normally runs, say, about a 2-hour half marathon, their normal half marathon pace is actually not going to be that much faster than they need to run to get people across the finishing line in 2 hours 10. So if they're having an off day, their pace might be, you know, more like sort of 2:03, 2:04, even say 2:05. And then really, to get you across the finishing line in 2 hours 10, they're running, you know, like it could actually be a bit of a push for them, and they'll be capable of doing it, but they'll actually be racing. So what then happens is that you're kind of a little bit subjected to the way they need to run at a high effort the entire race. So for example, they might be really good at running uphills, so they might push it uphill a little bit to make up a bit of time, for example, and they might not be so great at running downhills. So that's why they need to sort of push it on the uphills. And you might struggle a bit uphills but be really great at downhills. So you're just so tied to the way they need to run a race. You know, if their best time or their sort of, you know, normal half marathon time when they're not at their absolute best is not that much faster than what they're pacing for, if they're having an off day, you could run into problems. Conversely, let's say somebody's half marathon time is, I don't know, 1 hour 40 or even say 90 minutes. They're capable of running a minute to a minute and a half faster than the pace that they're pacing at. So that means that they can run a very even pace the entire race. So they can run uphill at the same pace they're running on the flat, the same pace they're running downhill, simply because they're running a minute and a half slower than their average time, which doesn't really make it very easy for you when you might need to slow down up the hills, or you might not need to just, you know, you might go through a period at, I don't know, 14, 15K where you just need to take it easy and get a second wind. And unless they're very experienced at pacing, not at racing, but at being a pacer, they're not really going to be able to sort of pick up on all those little nuances. So someone who just runs a flat pace the entire time is not really going to be the best help for you, particularly if it's not a flat course. If it's a flat course, that's different. But if, you know, there's a few hills in that course, you need to be very aware of how that pacer is going to be running the course. So you need to actually ask them, if they're just going to be running an even flat pace or if they're going to be slowing down up the hills. Also, if you join into a pace group, you know, say at about the 5, 6, 10K mark or whatever, ask them if they're on pace based on gun time or based on their watch time. So have they started pacing based on the time that they cross the start line? Because you might cross the start line a couple of minutes before them, and if you're running at their pace, you're going to finish up over your goal pace time. I would definitely say don't start a race with a pace group, just because then sort of doesn't allow for you to really be a bit more mindful about your running and how you're feeling on the day. So you may be planning to run, say, 5.5 minutes, a K and a half marathon, but you know, that day you might not have had as much sleep as you needed. I don't know, you might be getting a little cold that you're not aware of. You might really be more on 5:40 pace, something like that. Or conversely, you might wake up and feel absolutely fantastic. Your tape has been absolutely perfect. You might be capable of doing a 5:15. But if you slot yourself in with a pace group at the start, you can get a little bit scared about leaving that pace group, either leaving them behind or them leaving you behind. So you're much better off to wait first 5 to 8 Ks before you start looking around and see if there's a pace group near you. And then look, you know, yep, tack onto that pace group, and that might help you actually, you know, get through the race and keep going when things get tough. Because, you know, if you're racing, there will be times when it's a bit hard. And in a race that's going to, you know, be an hour and a half to say 2.5 hours, you're going to definitely need someone to pull you through, or some tactic to pull you through. So yeah, tacking onto a pace group can be really good, but talk to the pacer, ask them firstly what their plan is. Are they going to just run a flat, even pace the entire way, or are they going to be slowing down uphills, running a bit faster downhill? Also, is their pace based on gun time or their race time? So just a couple of tips here on how to use a pacer. Remember to thank them at the end, because they've given up their time to help you achieve what you want to.